So putty. Think about it. So think about it. If a ketchup bottle sounds like a fart, where'd it come from? Where are you getting
armpits
that definition
sound like farts?
From? It came from a fart. Like yeah.
But does ketchup, like ketchup doesn't fart. Come from farts? It comes from tomatoes.
So there's nothing that sounds like a fart.
Dude, imagine if you found out that Heinz ketchup came from farts.
It's 100% farts.
The Shedcast. Brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
The structure of the plant is what determines the classification of like indica or sativa, but the growing conditions itself determine, and the genetics, I guess the quality of the seed, all these factors determine like how you end up growing it and how the plant ends up curing and pro, like just how it's created. And that's where you land like the terpene percentage, you know, of like what, like the amount of limonene that you have in your plant. Like when you cure your weed, like you notice how different curing processes bring out different notes, different oils, different things that completely change the characteristics of the high and the overall just aesthetics and texture of the bud.
So you really can't, for one thing, you can't determine the genre of weed too early.
No, I don't think you can. I think everything that we've thought about has been fucking just grasped in the dark. I think we're really starting to figure out now, like, the entourage effect of all the fucking terpenes and shit.
It would make sense, though, because we're just now getting the funding for all this shit. Like,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Just now being able to really...
You're allowed, and you're able to do it out of, I mean, the shadows, then you're like...
I mean, think about it. The knowledge that I'm going off of right now is really... some 1950s, 60s old head who experimented himself under a microscope. So it's not...
Yeah, you're at least 60s.
I'm saying, no, the old. Knowledge I have...
No. No, I know. I'm just fucking with you. Okay. I know the type of knowledge you're talking about. It's
so that
old
comes
school.
From 1950s, 60s.
Obviously. Fucking with you.
Right.
Yep. So,
yeah,
I mean, but no, that is a different approach, and that's why all that shit was speculative, is because they weren't able to do it. And and published it. They weren't able to publish their work. They told their boys about it.
Well, they weren't able primitive to, in what they had to use. Like they had fucking sticks and stones compared to a gun, you know.
Yeah, but even the people who did have the most advanced equipment at the time, like in the underground and black market settings and shit like that, like, dude, who are you bouncing your shit off of? Like, right. There's no one. Nowadays, right. There's fucking scientists and biologists and biochemists fucking bouncing, she go, yo, if we change this and we could bring out this and we could completely change the amount of this cannabinoid that's fucking developed and da-da-da-da. Like, there's like fucking rocket science going into it now.
Right.
It's not, it's like literally the difference between, like, you're saying, like, stones and a gun, dude. It's like fucking, you know, a fucking abacus and a goddamn fucking supercomputer. Like, you're going off a fucking, you like that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Abacuses are super intricate.
What? Yeah, but it's extremely old technology.
Abacuses are super intricate.
Say it again, dick.
Motherfucker. Actually, I'm part of the fucking Northeastern Abacus Club.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Are you the fucking chairman?
I am not the chairman.
I'm also the creator. I'm
the treasurer, actually.
Sole member. The only
proprietor. Not the sole member. You have to have five to make a fucking group, so...
No, I thought three's a company.
Three's a company.
Yeah. We're not making a company. We're making a group.
So if three's a company and five's a group, what's four?
Protest.
Protest.
That's a protest?
Yeah, dude, because if you have four people, just go home.
Just go home.
Yeah, but what if you don't?
Three? Okay, fine.
No.
Four? Go
four,
home.
You got four people, you're going out to the bar.
We do four people
on a podcast all the time.
Yeah, we should just go home.
You only have four
people. We are home. Yeah, we are home. Yeah,
that's
what are you talking
about? So we're here. So that's
you're negating yourself.
But dude, three people.
You're not winning. You got four mics. You can't even start a group in here.
We do three or five.
Yeah, you can't even have a group podcast.
We do three
podcast.
Or five. That's what? All we do, three or five.
You're right.
You could have eight.
Very rarely do we do four. No, but not true. We just came out with an episode with four people.
Very rarely. Very rare episode. And there was music in it.
There was. It's pretty damn good.
So, dude. See what I mean? Jelly bean?
Yes.
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 Yes. I see now.
Yes.
When you put it that way.
Yeah.
I am a jelly bean.
Jelly bean. Oh. He goes, huh. Never thought of it that way.
Henrock.
What are you doing, dude?
Sniffing.
Sniffing dick.
Yeah, dude, this is an audio only podcast. So yeah. People don't know so that you're just kidding. Can't
sniff dick on. I'm not.
Should be called Sniff Dick Podcast.
Yeah, Sniffing Dick.
Do you think this should be a Sniff Dick Podcast?
No, I don't think so.
He said no, dude. So.
I disagree with
you. Two votes to one.
I like the Shedcast. But if you want to start the Sniff Dick Podcast, we'll sponsor it on the Shed Network.
Oh, that'd be sick. You want to start that?
And instead
sniff
of it,
my dick.
Yeah, no. And you call someone a sniff dick. You're like, yo, you fucking sniff dick.
No, you go,
instead of like a kiss ass. Right, instead of a kiss ass, you're a sniff
let's
dick.
See it. Let's say we go
yo.
To
fucking.
No, you say today I woke up with a sniff dick.
A sniff dick.
No, I mean, what are you going? What are you,
dude? If you were instead of a kiss ass, you were a sniff dick.
No, what if you go to like a fucking bumblefuck nowhere, like Midwest, right? Yep. You just hear, sniff my dick.
It's like, that's okay. Not bad. Sniff my
no,
dick.
No, because who else
bad.
Is going to fucking, it's a trademark and a half. Who's going to start
sniff
that?
My dick?
If yeah, that's right. We make that our trademark.
Well.
Instead of suck my I dick, you now. Just say, sniff my dick, you motherfucker.
Right.
That's not bad. I think from but, here on out, I say it.
I don't know if it's like a good.
Sniff my dick, no,
it's
you gonna, fuck.
No, you can do that, but.
Shut the fuck up. Sniff my
I was,
dick.
I was going to make it
non. Is that good?
It's good if you guys don't want
I was going to make it non.
And you just make it, if you make it real serious with me, and then it's believable. Because if I'm about to
right,
fight
no,
someone,
but I was gonna
and
say,
I go, what the fuck did you just say, motherfucker? I go, yo, how about you and your boys sniff my dick?
And then you guys, I wanted to make it seem like you insulted.
Just have you brought his whole clique.
Yeah, you and all your you. How many is there? Is there a group or is it a company? How many of you are sniffing my
listen,
dick?
Listen, I didn't want it to be a derogatory statement. You got to like surprise people, right?
You're like what? Sniff
my dick, right? But like, but people, no, people think it's a fucking, you know.
Oh, you say dick at really, like, yo, sniff.
People, nah, it sounds like a it's dick. Bad, but oh. You really want it to be a fucking, like, no, it's a compliment.
Yo, because if
sniff
you say
my
sniff,
dick is a compliment?
Right.
Yo, if I said, yo, sniff.
Hey, yo, bit.
Would well, you wait to see, what is he, where's he going with that? He'd be like,
my dick.
Just, yeah. Oh. That's still not good. I don't like it, dude.
I think it's better if you're like, hey, yo, sniff my dick, you fucking gabagool.
It's easier to hate than to love. You said so. You gotta maybe sniff my dick, bitch.
Hey, you're a fucking 3-quarter bean soup. Yeah. You fucking sniff my dick.
3-quarter bean?
3-quarter bean what's soup.
Would you use half a can of pintos?
What's a 3-quarter bean?
Fajol. 3-quarter fajol soup.
That's not fucking possible, dude. Mm,
it's fucking plausible.
No, 3-quarter bean every... is the name of the bean.
No, yeah. he was red kidney beans, but chopped every one in 3-quarters.
You could chop the top
yeah.
Off.
Like, you know, like cut, like take the green gummy bears out.
Just as every bean.
Why don't you just
chop.
Leave
like,
them in?
Like, mom, could them. You cut my spaghetti? I'm like, yo, could you just give me like, I only
yo,
need 3-quarters per
dick?
Bean. I wouldn't say that to my mother.
Well, I would.
Hey, yo, sniff my dick, you fuck.
Right?
Yo, do how me, dare a, you yo, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Sniff my fucking dick.
But if you say that to your mother, it's like because there's something seriously wrong. Like, Ma, I hate to ask, but
I don't think in any occasion, is that all right. You can't justify it.
No, because every time you're saying sniff my dick, I'm thinking there's something wrong with it.
Hell yeah.
And that's why you're asking.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, sniff
hey, yo,
my
dick. Do me,
so we're threatening
hey, yo,
people
do
with
me
it?
A fucking favor,
it's
bro.
It's
do
infected.
Me a favor. Do me a favor. Sniff my fucking dick.
Okay?
Yeah, because it's infected or something?
Nah, it smells great.
Pause.
If it smells great, then what would be bad about it? I go, okay, wow, that's yeah. A great smelling dick.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, it's a swab.
Then what's the point? Now you threaten me with a clean, nice smelling dick.
Yeah.
I don't even have to touch it or anything. I just have to smell it.
You gotta get in there.
The worst that's gonna happen.
You have to get in the premises.
Yeah, I might bite it off.
That's
pause.
A little bizarre.
Yo, what?
Right.
Well, because you're threatening
it all, bro. You want to use the lips?
You'll never threaten anyone with it ever again.
First of all,
I'll be the bad man. If I get dick sniffers.
Say bye to the bad guy. Say bye to the bad guy. You'll never see another one like me again.
The first and the last of the dick sniffer.
Bite all the dicks.
Because nobody told me to sniff their dick. Nobody.
You need me to know the son of your dick. Fucking weird. Hey, hello, taking a piss.
You got your old factories all fucked up.
Left the right side twigs.
Yeah. You fucking, yeah. The wrong factory.
You fucking Capicola.
Capicola.
Capicola, Capicola.
It's a piece of, it's a slice of meat.
Oh.
Dude, I had the fucking freshest fucking deli meat sandwich in fucking Denver.
Yeah, that's how you won the bug out.
It was like a fucking, like a fancy, like, I don't want to say, I don't want to call it a fancy Subway, but it was like a deli, but
in our delis.
Like a deli, but in a Subway form.
Okay.
So, like, it was deli, most delis, it was deli, like that,
No. It was like, it's a like modernized, like, fucking walk, like, this is like a modernized, like, walk down, like, pick each thing to fucking, you know, not like, yo, let me order a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? It was like kind of like Chipotle vibes, but it was like for making deli sandwiches.
Do you
sandwiches.
Not walk down the line in Subway?
No, it was Subway.
No, not, so that's
it was
what saying,
Subway,
not,
but with deli quality.
Not a deli, oh, quality.
The
yeah.
But it, so it was like a deli quality
like Italian,
sandwich.
Like meat hanging deli yeah. quality. Okay. Like that shit was hanging on the back.
Me. Jesus Christ.
No, well, no, it's fine. It's a weird combo.
That's fine. So you...
So
what,
I went
what'd you
in,
get?
I got like an Italian combo, okay, but it wasn't called that. It was had some fancy name, but it was just a bunch of different kinds of dried cured meats like I would normally get.
Right.
And it was really
like
good.
I normally get.
And it was fucking great.
As I always do.
So, and they fucking what'd
there
you
had
get?
To been, there
what
had to been.
Asked what you got?
There had to have been ham.
Turkey melt.
Maybe some salami.
I don't even know.
Capicola, no, it was salami. There was no ham. It was salami, prosciutto, capicola.
Yeah.
I put prosciutto.
And,
it was a bunch of goods.
And no cheese, right?
Not heavy stuff.
You got the no cheese on the fresh bread that they baked there. The bread was killer.
Any dressing on the sandwich at all? Mayo of any kind?
I definitely think it was oil and vinegar.
It was oil and vinegar.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to go.
Okay. Yeah. I always say
forget
this.
About that
I always say this.
Time.
A sandwich, bro, a sandwich, although the inside of the sandwich is, you know, what really kept. You know, counts.
Right.
The bread.
You could have a great inside sandwich with shitty bread, and that's a shitty sandwich.
I'm glad you said
but
it.
You could have a shitty sandwich inside great bread, and you probably will eat it again.
And what most people hate is the gluten.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But not us. You seen this dude, like, you seen this dude just go inside and come out with a fucking piece of plain bread. That's right. An Italian disease. That is. It's an Italian disease, bro. What? We can't help ourselves. You go buy bread on the table, and it's like I have to grab a piece of that off and eat it.
Right.
And it's not good. You
but
shouldn't do that.
It's
you,
how
should,
well,
you shouldn't. It's really, you should not eat like that. It's not smart.
No.
It's not good. And the wheat here is different than it is in Italy.
That's true.
You know, we're not even. We're imitating the wrong.
Processing everything. So.
Yeah, it's not like durum semolina. It's no. Fucking like bleached
additives,
wheat.
Fillers and
yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's not just wheat. I'm not even talking. Like, wheat is fine for the body in
of
moderation.
Course. Of course. It's
the
shit
just
that,
like meat is. But if you're putting fucking glucose purposely in there,
yeah, putting, you extend it. And the way that right. They make it with, whatchamacallit, they spray it with the Raid, the Roundup. It dries everything
out. Yeah,
on
a deeper level, of course.
And like it kills.
Product.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's a lot of the shit that we get is actually, like, it's the way that they treat the crops. It's not even like a fucking conspiracy anymore.
No.
It's just how they treat the crops.
No, I remember what
you
it
spray,
was. It's crazy.
You spray Roundup to kill the other weeds around it so that they don't take the nutrients from your plants. And in turn, it dries up parts of your plants and forces it to excrete more of its fruit or whatever it is trying to do to like you know
well,
like
down,
the life cycle of a plant
the,
it's the same
I
thing
thought
do
they
with
changed
wheat.
The like they GMO'd the corn to just grow
well
it's
oh,
not
yeah.
Even about the Roundup
it really, oh no
it really
the corn literally
to,
did get GMO'd to fucking
to grow bigger
yeah.
So you could have more
corn
yield
used to grow like
smaller.
Wheat and that's why you can't digest corn that's why you shit
I
it right out
that shit.
It's in your shit
you just gotta chew better. Think about
well, the reason
it. Think about this, though. Just think about this. I know you can't digest the corn.
You're right. If
but
you
think
chew
about
better,
all those shits, corns in your shit, right. That means you're not chewing any of that. You're just swallowing
right.
It.
I was, told,
animal,
I was told. I was told right along with
he was inhaling
Derek,
fucking corn.
I was told right along with Derek class, though, that like if you don't like in health class, if you don't digest your food, you'll see it. In shit.
I love like, corn. But I shit it out, too. So I'm inhaling it, too. But it's just like you're inhaling
you're supposed
corn.
To chew it, though.
But
if you
chew it all down, you won't get so much.
What if you have like cream of corn soup? Do you just shit the soup?
Yeah, because you don't chew the soup.
But really. Yeah, but the cream of corn is already kind of.
You never know, though. Like, you never know.
Your there body, is pieces of corn in the soup.
Yeah, your body's not a not a fucking Swiffer jet. It's not gonna pick up everything. You know, it's like
There's a couple kernels
that are gonna pop out.
But that's what I'm saying is you should if you broke those kernels down, then you wouldn't shit them out.
That's not
necessarily true.
Once you break that, because
if you're full, your body says, "Okay, I have enough nutrients." It doesn't take more than that. It shits them out.
No, but if you break it down, it'll get digested.
What if you don't poop, though, too?
Then you keep them?
Yeah.
Then you redigest them?
Yeah, and turn into energy.
Send them back up? Hey, send those kernels back up. We need
corn oil.
You make corn oil?
That's what Kim Jong-un does, right?
What?
In his butt?
Well, so that's how he doesn't poop, and he just fucking...
He turns into corn oil, and then he excretes
like
it.
Like a vegetable-run car motor.
And he goes like this, right to his hair.
Yeah, and he just fucking slicks it back around
right off his...
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly man.
No, but when you put pesticides on plants, it kills the environment and the insects around it that are helping the ecosystem thrive.
No.
It's a huge part of why you shouldn't use pesticides.
And the check ass brought to you by
Monsanto.
Oh, shit.
Never know, dude.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking rule out that sponsor.
Nah, dude, but like you kill the
the entire ecosystem.
You know,
it is what it is.
That's why you require more nutrients to the plant. It's not getting any.
And it's also that, you know, it's to affect your yield. Obviously, you don't want insects to eat your plants.
Dude,
but ladybugs are great for pesticides.
We destroy ecosystems.
Yeah, definitely. But there's other
the plant.
But they don't eat the caterpillars that eat your plants.
Ooh. I do.
Of course.
Eat the caterpillars.
But you know what's a fucking natural pesticide that I used on my outdoor
plants?
Piss.
Piss. You piss on your
fucking
plants?
Urine, dude.
Just, yeah, there's pissing on your plants.
It's fucking sterile,
just
dude.
Pissing on the tomatoes.
Yeah, you're too much, dude. You're too much.
Pissing on the tomatoes?
Yeah. No.
You wash those off?
Yeah.
It's the job, start chopping them. Pissed tomatoes. Dude, don't serve me no tomatoes, dude.
I won't ever serve you tomatoes, you fuck. No, you know what? I found this, this like natural, organic ASMR. I found this natural fucking pesticide. It's nice, dude. I hope you know that's just gonna get printed just as is.
I'm great, dude.
Fucking, it's a natural pesticide. It's mushrooms.
Your mushrooms.
Mushrooms is a
pesticide.
Got
me there.
Your mushrooms, dude. Your mushrooms. Oh shit. You're pissed.
You're a fun guy, dude.
I am. I'm a dude. Look at it. We don't got the drop. Where's the hands claps?
The hand claps, dude.
Give this man an applause.
The applause.
Give this man some hand claps.
There it is, dude. It's a little loud.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Wow, what a fucking pussy.
Was it loud?
You know he had two vaginas on each side of his head.
Yeah, it's been asked for 100,000 people now. Sometimes.
Catching
the whole shed on fire.
Oh, shit.
I can't tell which beer was mine.
Oh, that's because you didn't...
That shit's still burning.
It's on fire. Mike.
Yes.
It's on fire. Dude.
Mikey!
Ah!
Yeah, watch out.
Ah!
70 for a dime, Mike.
It's straight, Mikey.
I don't even know what that means anymore. 70 for a gram?
70 for a fucking dime, dude.
Or she really was paying $70 for a gram.
For a dime. It's straight.
A dime is 10 minutes.
Get it on
a
10 minute. Shit.
10 minute session.
Yeah, 70. She just needed her boxing.
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
She wanted her boxing for 70 for the dime.
I said charge
$10. No, it's $70 for the dime. It's her book.
$70 for 10
minutes. No, it's 10 minutes. That's a dime on the fucking book.
It's called a quick meet or something like that.
What?
A quick
quickie?
Then you get it.
He goes quick meet. What is that? That sounds like the deli place you went to. Yo, you go to quick meet? I got a sick sandwich over there.
15 minute, a 30 minute, or an hour.
So... Let me get it.
So 70 for a dime. She was like, let me get in and out. 10 minutes. 70 for a dime.
She goes, wow. Mikey, munch my snitch.
vacuum my carpet.
And I said, yo, sleeping. I go,
he goes, well, wake him the fuck up.
I go, tell her I'm sleeping, dude. Go tell her I'm sleeping.
Yeah, go tell her I'm sleeping. I'm not trying to eat any more box today.
He said he's sleeping.
All these feeds are coming around asking me to eat their fucking box.
He didn't know. It was for later. She said she was going to come by later.
Oh, later, yeah. She was like,
he just didn't confirm the appointment.
I don't want to make a fucking scene. I'll pull my pants down right here.
Right.
I don't want to make a fucking scene.
Like, use your fucking doorknob.
I'll eat my own box on your fucking steps.
It's tough, dude. It's a recession.
It is, dude. How the fuck else
are you? I was doing that before the recession. That dropped
COVID hit. COVID hit. Started doing 70 for the dime.
Dude, we were doing this podcast before COVID. Isn't that kind of crazy? Not crazy, but I bet you a lot of people.
No, you know what? It didn't. When you said it, I went, that was stupid. But then when I thought about it, I was like, damn. COVID's actually been going on for a couple of years. And
the end of 2019.
And we were pre-COVID. Like, everyone started a lot of their podcasts in COVID because they didn't know what to do with themselves and they were jerking off too much.
Right.
And we were already doing
that. We had to do COVID episodes.
Everyone was on. We did COVID episodes. We had to change our podcast for quarantine because we were trying to be respectful of the.
And we were doing video.
Yeah, we were. And it was pretty good.
It was good. It was the same.
It was
just
decent.
With video.
Nah, it's not the same.
Not the same?
Nah, the podcast, there's something.
Same, but different.
Exactly. There's something about being in the shed that's its own vibe. And being in the shed is very different. Plus, if I remember correctly, it was usually me by myself and then other people in the shed on one camera. And you guys would talk over me the whole time because of the delay.
Yeah.
Of, like, the time it takes to, like, answer some shit, like, on Zoom. And it was fucking awful. Yeah.
No, I meant that this our podcast is good enough to have video now,
or yes. Better. Oh, for sure. We're recording video as
how
we speak.
How many viewers you got?
Seven billion.
No, in all seriousness, in how long? Like, in how long of a time span?
No, I'm just like, I want. Like, what's your most on one video?
I mean,
recording.
We don't do
a couple hundred thou at least.
Cool.
Yeah.
Millions, and billions. Trillions.
So,
sorry if that hit you, Mike.
Tigers and bears and lions.
Oh my!
Yes.
But hey,
there you go. All right.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's Bernstein's IBS sound. Whenever he talks about fucking some food, fucking his stomach up, that's the sound.
Nice.
Yeah, we got some cool drops, right, Mike?
So how was the flight, guys? You the
what?
The flight
to where?
The jet lag.
It was the jet lag. It was actually tough to work the next day.
When the hell did you fucking get on a plane? What do you mean where?
Well, we went to Michigan, Maryland, Philly, and fucking
jet lag. It's what the fuck.
We did. I did a little bit when we came back from Rado because the next day was tough. Like our flight got delayed, and so when we were supposed to land here at like fucking. I don't know, like 3. We ended up landing at like
10. 11. No, we got 10, home at 10.
So
I mean, you got home at 10.
You got home at 10.
Yeah, we're supposed to get home at 4:20.
Yeah,
because we were like, we're gonna land at 4:20.
Yeah, dude.
And then it was like, nope, delayed. Your flight is at fucking 4:20.
They were like, dude, because you're fucking dumb and that's Hitler's birthday.
And you lose.
Idiots.
Yeah. And we lost. And we lose 2 hours.
Idiot. Yeah.
So, you know, we went there. We time traveled when we went there.
Bullshit.
Yeah, because we left. It was a 4-hour flight. And when we got there, only 2 hours had passed.
How slow you said it. You go, yo, man, this is my time.
Like, cause oh, shit,
we left.
It fucked me up ever since.
Look, you got hit with the slow fruit.
Hey, man.
$20.
Come on now.
No. Hey, you know how
nah,
it is.
But yo, the flight was fucking hilarious. Bernstein went to the bathroom fucking 7 times just to fart. Because he was a respectful passenger.
What the fuck is wrong with him, bro?
Dude, he's a fucking generous person. Dude, you gotta get closer
stupid,
to your mic.
Stupid, dude.
You gotta get closer to your mic.
Bernstein, dude, don't ever do that, bro. Listen, I'm not. I can hear myself.
It's the way it comes out. I'm just letting you know.
You don't want to sound good. You don't have to. It's up to you.
If you want
to
sound shitty, you can do that, too.
I'm so shitty.
Oh, do you want to whisper now?
I would fart on the plane directly next to the person.
Me too. If I had to.
Samesies.
Just because, like, just because I'm pretty good at it. Like, at I got the lean and clench pretty nice.
So you would try to do it quietly?
And oh, I'd do it every time. No,
yeah, but what would happen was one time you'd go to try and do it, you'd do the lean and clench, and it would go... You know, and do one of those shits, and they would go, what listen, the fuck?
The plane is, like, got this, like, ominous, like... Mm, yep. So...
You just gotta if you're match like, the vibrations.
If you're like, yeah, exactly.
So come on, I got this. Exactly. You're like a fucking parrot. Right.
But I don't know. Like, if you got, you know, it depends. If you know yourself, like, hey, yeah. I can't do that. It's not gonna happen. It's gonna go. Okay, so you gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Smart choice.
Fucking.
Debatable for me, but it's smart choice.
You gotta love the people that try and do the cough cover up.
Oh, yeah, and they fart before they cough?
And you can never time it up right.
No, because when you're sucking in, you actually...
Dude, should we look at some videos of that?
Yeah. Dude, I'll never forget this shit. My aunt told my dad that, I kid you not, that if you turn your hips when you fart while you're walking, that it makes it silent. Okay? Now, my dad... Believed her. Made that mistake. Dude, and I'll never forget, we were at Troy's football game.
Yeah.
And there was a whole, all the parents and everyone was around. And like, we were like in a circle waiting to get in. And I watched my dad walk and turn his hips for no reason while he was walking. And you just hear fucking... And everyone's just like, what the fuck was that, dude? And my dad was just like, oh, she lied. I was like,
what, dude? You can't make that shit up.
No, but she still believes it.
Of course.
I told her recently, I go, no, it got proof. No, it doesn't work.
Well, if you, if
see
you,
this fucking...
you got a method down, you've been doing it for long enough, you're like, okay, guys, I know.
But... Kid tries to cover his fart with a cough. I feel like that's crazy that that has 1.4 million views.
Bro, I think I'm about to crap myself.
The fact that he said crap is way funnier.
Do you think if I like tried to cover it up with a cough, they wouldn't hear it?
Just do it.
Oh, bring it back, dude.
Not even close. That dude shit himself.
There we go.
I think I'm about to crap myself. I gotta fall.
He wasn't lying at all.
I'm gonna crap myself.
Do you think if I like tried to cut it, they wouldn't hear it?
Just do it.
Yeah, I bet you they played that shit over the speaker of their phone or some shit, bro. That didn't even sound right. And then you run out and go, I think I pooped my pants, bro.
Because he was embarrassed, I think.
Either way, it was really well done, so.
Yeah.
I think that dude probably.
I bet if we did the deep re.
He probably farts all the time.
Yeah, he probably farts every day. Okay. At least once or twice a day. Yeah, like, I bet you he farts outside video.
And he's like, his boy's like, yo, do a fart. And he's like, alright, let's do a video though.
And no one reacted because they're like, yo, is that fucking farting kid again? Yo, it was his third try. He fucked up the whispering on the fucking first three videos.
He laughed too hard.
Yeah. And they had to fucking redo it. And they're like, Jesus Christ, this kid keeps ripping ass in here.
Again,
that's
how to like suck in the air. Dude, so you can I don't know
what it is about a fart noise. That's one of the funniest things.
That was an airy fart.
Yeah,
like it looks like there was.
Dude,
like,
I would fucking die if I was in that class. Like I would have laughed so hard, bro. I laugh when I do fart noises after someone says something. Dude, like when Selly tries to do his plugs early on the podcast, and I'll just do a fart noise afterwards. I don't care who finds it funny. It makes me laugh so hard every time. Like. It's amazing. What is it about a fart that's so funny?
I can't tell you. No,
fart. You can't tell me. You know, but you won't tell me.
What do you know that sounds like a fart?
I can't tell you.
A ketchup bottle? But the fart sounded.
Name something immediately. What do you know that sounds like a fart? Ketchup bottle?
A ketchup flubber. Bottle? It's a question, you fuck.
Flubber.
So think about it. If a ketchup bottle sounds like a fart, where'd it come from? Where are you getting
that definition? Armpits sound like farts.
It came from a fart. Yeah.
But does ketchup, like ketchup doesn't fart. Come from farts, it comes from tomatoes.
So there's nothing that sounds like a fart.
Dude, imagine if you found out that Heinz ketchup came from farts.
It's 100% farts.
Okay, wait, you're telling me ketchup is a fart?
I just found out right now. I'm 10 years old. That when you squeeze the bottle and it farts, it's not because it's so good.
It's not made of farts.
No, I mean, like, what do you compare that noise to? A fart. There's nothing to
compare. A queef.
No.
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 No. You sounded like a queef when you said that shit.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, it does.
Queef.
Yeah. And you are what you eat.
Yeah, queefs.
I think
bottled in my eyes, dude.
Dude, oh man, what's mustard made of then?
Mustard seed.
Ketchup is not a fart.
It's not farts. It's tomatoes. We just found that out. So it's probably something vegetable wise.
Mustard yes. seed pass.
Maybe probably. It's not some gross thing that I thought before.
Mustard gas. But on
touch.
Thanks, Mike.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Welcome to the Shedcast Show with your boy Mike Nice. As usual, in the shed, we have special guests today. Your boy, chefing in the kitchen. What do you want me to call you for the Shedcast? For the boys.
I don't prefer. That's perfect.
It usually comes off as Chuck E. Cheese in the last podcast.
I haven't called Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
Well, yeah. Every time you're on the podcast, it says featuring Chuck E. Cheese.
We got your boy Chuck E. Cheese. If that's who you know him as, but.
Yes. I think that's what it is.
With a Z. Our brother's Lee. It's just a Z at the end.
Chuck E.
Idiot.
Are
you fucking idiot?
C H Z.
Yeah.
Shit.
Fucking.
A mouse, not a rat.
And that beautiful voice. You know him. You love him. We sometimes hate him.
Your mom goes to college.
The ex-champion of Smoke Out Bunny.
Ex-champion.
Say float.
Go fuck yourself, Mike. Seriously. I got a plaque.
Yeah, 3 times.
You don't got shit. Oh, yeah, Mikey beat me in a Smoke Out Bunny.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, dude. It's a big thing.
He had a sandwich before, dude. Yeah, drank some fucking water, bro. He took notes.
Yeah, he did.
He's prepared. He's probably less higher than you. He was like, come on, dude.
He was less high than me.
No.
That's crucial.
No, actually, you know what? He was more high than me.
That's even better.
Yeah, dude.
That way it's numb. That way
he was
numb.
Higher than me.
That's the way it's numb. It's
he was like, higher than me off of less point, weed because he's a little bitch.
Can't.
Hey, yeah, that's not what you said. That's not what was the point.
No, but that's
the point. Was who was higher.
Yeah, and he was higher like a little baby.
Yeah, and I won like a little baby.
What?
And I won like a little baby.
Like, no, dude, you won like a big boy. You won like a big boy. You won like a big boy, dude. I think
very
so.
Passive.
You won like a big guy. Big boy.
You won like a big guy.
I think I just.
But you smoked like a little baby.
I didn't. I smoked second most.
What? Yeah, definitely.
So easy. Easy, yeah. Bud.
But night, but so night, but
day's over. Night, but
ever tell you that story?
No.
Bernstein, when we were staying in Maryland at our boy Max's Pubkiss, where we've been performing, when we go down there. We were like passing out in like he's got like a fucking coffee table, kind of like this, and then a couch on each side of it.
Yeah.
So we were like fucking talking to each other, like, you know,
they're dick to butt.
Yeah, big spoon, little spoon.
Okay.
No, I'm on one couch, he's on the other couch, and we're like, you know, we just got fucking dumb faded. It was probably like fucking, I don't know, wee hours in the morning. But we're like talking
the
about...
Wee hours of the morning?
Yeah, I was talking to my lad.
Fuck, dude.
I was talking to him, and we were talking about deep stuff, you know, like a lot about podcasts and things of that
wee
nature.
Wee hours.
Wee hours, yes. From Liverpool.
you just went all across the fucking globe
the
with those accents.
The whole UK. But he goes, God damn it, I fucking lost my shit. we're talking, like I said, about some like serious shit. It was about like podcasting and like all this shit, like ad. It was like deep shit. And I'm in the middle of speaking to him, and he just goes, night, bud.
like mid sentence, I'm like talking to him like I am right now to you. And he's a night bud. And I was like, what? And he just didn't answer me for the rest of the night. Like he just chose at that moment, like off.
It was, why?
I don't know. It was a but fucking admirable.
He still just says he
doesn't mind. What a technique. No. He's Jewish.
He says he doesn't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. He just went, night, bud. Like, right, just like, yo, what you're saying is...
Right, night, bud.
Whatever you're saying right now is... Sorry.
He maybe just couldn't listen to it. He was like,
no, I know. He was like, this dude's annoying as fuck.
No.
And I'm like, yo, Bernstein.
He just, like, didn't want to...
He goes, night, bud.
He doesn't sound like that. He sound like this.
Like that. What was that? You, go up you can't do that. You can't even do that that's for more than a few sound. Words.
No, that's right, how
try
you
and say that
I
whole
can't
sentence.
Sound like you.
For a whole sentence. Try.
There you go.
No, that's fine.
That's it. He got it. There it is.
What is this?
That's you.
Why do I sound like Bigger Bells?
That's it.
That's
you got it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed yourself.
Nailed yourself, dude.
You fucking...
Go nail yourself.
Carry your own cross. It's your cross to bear, dude.
Dude, you fucking...
Your cross to bear, dude.
Come on now. You don't know my cross. Don't tell me about my cross. You don't know my cross bears.
Me and
you don't
Jesus
know any of
buds.
My cross bears. None of my bears
are cross.
None of my bears are cross.
Your fucking toes
first
are crossed,
all,
dude.
Yeah, I'm crossing my toes and my fingers. Because I'm listening to your lies.
Me and Jesus are buds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we go you, fly fishing.
Yeah, but Jesus looked at you. He said,
tight, bro. Oh, don't put that in there.
Jesus looked at you. He said, night, bud. You could adjust them.
He did.
You could adjust them. You make them bigger. Because you got a big old melancholy.
I can turn your volume down.
You got a big old John Cougar Mellencamp.
Want volume down? All right, hold on. Is this you right here?
Oh, wow. You just turned me down.
Okay.
You suck, dude.
Is this you right here?
Yeah, it's him right
better?
There.
Better.
Better, dude.
Holy titties.
You want more?
You could also make the headphones larger so they're not squeezing the juice out of your head, you know? Dude. Like a fucking chia pet.
Doesn't squeeze the juice. Grows plants out of your head.
Yeah, I'm saying like in the form of like a...
In a form, okay. Your word's straight, first of all.
What about the Play-Doh things? You remember those kind of things?
You push it, it and comes up. Spaghetti.
Ooh. Spaghetti hair. No.
A little hairdo.
Hairdo.
I got spaghetti hair.
Hairdo.
Hairdo or don't.
They still do spaghetti hair.
What?
They still they got do. The spaghetti hair.
Bro, no. You got the spaghetti hair.
No.
I got the spaghetti hair.
Look at you.
You got spaghetti
You got fucking hair. Angel hair.
Angel hair pasta in the fridge. With bolognese.
Oh, yeah?
Bolognese.
Yeah. Yeah. Bowl of dicks.
Bowl of fucking shut up, dude.
Bowl of shut up, dude.
That's a
got a big bowl of fucking knuckle sandwiches.
Yeah, for all y'all.
If for a fucking big fucking, old.
If you're still hungry.
Yeah, serving them hot.
You guys better slow your roll, dude. Thanks. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, that was good. Next.
Thanks. Next what?
Next.
Next roll?
Yeah. Yeah, you see this dude on that fucking video right there? It says fart attacks.
Yeah.
You see fart attacks?
Well, does is that dude naked?
No.
No.
Those are pants.
You wish, dude.
Dude.
Fucking
got me,
you
dude.
You do wish.
Caught me, dude. Got so me. Surprising.
Stop me, dude. Naked dude. Fart attacks.
Naked fart attacks.
Well, Mike, you search it.
Naked fart attacks.
Naked fart attacks. Dude, imagine fucking coming to school. Yo, my uncle died. Oh, what happened? Fart attack, dude.
Naked fart
what? Attack. Naked fart attack. What? Oh, it was naked fart attack.
How's farting, farting with eye contact. Part two.
Oh my god, should we see that?
Can't wait, dude.
That's, you can't wait.
What's he saying, dude?
I'm not gonna. I know what he's saying.
What's he saying, dude?
That seems like the noise.
He looked away.
He looked away.
He looked away.
Yo, they're wearing masks. They're good.
I like that. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I like that. He says,
that's a funny prank.
She goes, it's hey.
Like they're taking Central wedding Park pictures. West.
This is Central Park West.
This is Central Park West.
Farting. Standing on the fucking bench above them.
We stared at it too. It's great.
He's ticked off.
She checked her ass, dude. She did check her ass for a poop, dude.
She didn't know if it came from her.
Bro, he looked right down like.
She goes, ugh. He's so grossed out. It's disgusting.
He's staring.
The dog, too. He knows.
Yo, this strut away is kind of the best part. Right? Okay. He turns just.
This is East. This is West. Got it. Okay.
Whoops. Whoops.
That was a confirmation.
Yo, this is so crazy to have this just be your job. This dude's got fucking 1.8 million views.
I would not be able to keep it straight. Yeah.
That was the best one.
Oh. Right.
Crouch, dude.
He just like gets up and runs away. Like
Spider-Man crouches. Like,
oh, that was crazy. Right next to him, that was crazy.
Oh, my God. He had got too over the day. You see how the sun is down? Yeah, he got confident.
This is part two.
Yeah. Oh, and it's part two. But it looks like throughout the day, he got more confident.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Dude, as soon as you stop giving a fuck, because eventually now everyone just is, you're like the guy farting around
That's
people.
The farting guy.
Yeah.
You're the farting guy.
Right.
Oh, no. He's right over her head.
You kind of liked it. She's kind of okay with it. Like.
Yeah. He's just hovering over people's circles, though. Like, could you imagine if you guys are just chilling in the park and some dude just stands over you and you're like, yo, what are you doing here? And then he just farts. He's reading his phone.
Yeah, I want someone to question him while he's doing it.
I got one more to search after this, dude.
Yo, this dude is a fucking gangster, bro. Humor bagel. Hides fart with hides fart on roller coaster.
You gotta listen to the people in the back.
Yo, someone fucking farted.
Yo, if you listen in the back, someone's just going.
It's
hard to hear, but
yeah, bro.
But the dude thinks they're gonna go. They never fucking go.
He tried to time it.
Yeah, tried to time it.
And then everyone just ended up riding through it.
Dude, just no one fucking farted. Like.
Well, because it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there at the top of the shit, and then everyone has to go face first through it.
There is someone in the back. I don't know if it's the same guy who said someone fucking farted, but someone's going like, ugh!
Yeah, you hear him like fucking gagging back there.
Dude, that's so funny. Ready? Oh, fuck.
Dude, have you been on a roller coaster recently?
Not recently.
Nah. Dude. I don't really care. I care about roller coasters anymore.
Nah, me neither. Fucking. I was telling wet fart prank on the escalator. Sorry, that distracted me. I was telling my boy, like, dude, when I went on the flying diarrhea prank, dude, crazy. when I went on, like, this ride called the Sheikra or whatever, someone, like, died on it recently. It's like we did this on the podcast early. It's like a 90-degree drop. It's, like, at the Busch Gardens in Florida. But I remember, like, I was with my little brother and, like, his entire football team, and I was the oldest person on the ride because, like, none of the parents, I don't think, went. And, dude, I just remember, like, being on the verge of tears, and I was actually, like, praying to Lord Jesus Christ.
You thought it was going to fall apart?
Jesus Christ. What?
You thought the ride was falling apart?
No, I was going to fart.
Well, you just fart.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, yeah. I was scared that I was gonna die on the ride, and I was like, "Yo, you gotta be cool though, cause like you're the older kid here. Like you gotta be like cool." So, but like I was like holding tears.
You gotta be cool.
I was like holding tears in, dude. I was so scared.
That's the last time you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, probably. Like I think it's really yeah. I can't really remember a roller coaster after that. Maybe nah. I think I've been. I don't know. Yeah, I think that might have been it. I was like that. I was like 15. Maybe I went on like one after that.
Never been on any of the good ones.
Nah, I've been on like Superman and shit like that.
Oh, so you have gone on roller coasters.
Yeah.
Oh. Not any of the good ones, though.
Which one's the good one?
El Toro.
I don't even know.
El Toro's a good one.
I did like most of them.
King of the Ka is a good Woman. One.
Is that the one where your feet hang?
No, I think there's two Supermans.
That's the fastest one on the East Coast.
One is you sit and one is your feet hang.
What?
There's two Supermans, I think. One you sit down.
There's only one Superman.
One in Massachusetts, one in New Jersey. No, there's multiple Supermans on Krypton. Planet
Christopher
Krypton.
Reeves. No, they're all Supermans. No, they're not.
Once they enter the sun, once they get hit by our yellow sun, they get all their powers.
They're not all Superman, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They're not all Clark Kent.
Clark Kent. What was his real name? What was his real name?
Dude, I know about Superman, dude. I fucking went to high school with him.
What was his real name?
Clark Kent.
Well, I forgot it. What the fuck was it? What did they call him from Krypton? It was like...
I don't know.
Kyle.
Like... Kyle.
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 It's like you mean Kyle. Like this whole time Superman's name was just fucking Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh man.
No, I don't really know much about Superman.
Yeah, no, you don't know much about anything.
No, I do. I know a lot about anything.
Mean man.
You're right. What?
The subject anything.
Are we boring you? Mean, man. Are we boring you?
No, it was just a polio outbreak in New York.
Oh, big! What you guys want to talk about? Polio?
Yeah. So, 1937, there was a little boy
named
on the corner of the mean streets.
Yep. And
of Broadway. And he wanted to break into show business.
Wanted to be a star.
He wanted to be a star, dude.
And
he danced his little butt off with those little shoes that he got from his grandmother until there was holes
in the
and
suit.
Blisters on the bottom of his feet.
And then what?
And he never made it. And now you can find him over on Fifth Street.
Yeah, but I was begging for change. Polio.
Oh, because he had polio. Yeah. Too. Yeah, that's why he never made it.
Polio. shit. You want to call
him? They go, you're great, but you got polio, kid.
You ain't going to go anywhere with that polio.
See you later.
That polio armanos.
That's happened. That happens to people.
Yeah, they get the polio.
And all the other stuff I said. So.
You want to call it?
No.
Okay.
You had a cool story.
It was funny, dude.
Nah, I know you do. You got one on the tip of the spear. It's jamming into the fucking heart of the podcast. I don't know.
Well,
no pressure. You don't have to have them.
I don't know. There's no topic that really, you know, I can.
Hamburgers.
Well,
that's a topic. Is it a topic or more subject?
I think it's both.
Same thing, dude.
No, they're not. But that's the same. That's
topic
just,
and
both.
Subject are the same thing.
I don't think they are.
Hamburguesas.
They are.
Uno, dos, tres hamburguesas. Es. Con leches.
All right.
Milk.
You want to call it?
Yeah, I'm ready to call it.
Plugs.
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 Plugs. Plugs. You can find me, Mike Nicisi, on all platforms. You already know.
Love, music I love all these bitches.
You do?
Say what?
You have them all?
Oh, the world is filled with pimps and hoes. I'll just stick to the ones I know.
Is this Mikey's plug music?
That's Mike's. Mike's turn.
No,
that's beautiful.
And yeah, holy all the shit. Music coming out. Look for new music all the time. Ship is Burning, Blueface Special, all the singles, and Shed Network, Village in the Shed, Sports Morse. Go check it out.
Chuck E. Cheese, you got anything that you want people to follow?
Not right now. I do have a website, amoramiacatering.com. That's it, though.
Right on. You can follow me, Sid_Floyd. Mad Music out. Ship is Burning out. Go check that shit. Go also peep the other podcasts on the network, Sports Schmorts. We got the Fantasy Football League just started. Go tune in. Lots of fantasy updates, lots of picks. Shout out to High Stakes and his new football blog and website. Go peep that shit. Also, check out Village Hidden in the Shed, the official anime podcast on the Shed Network with me, Mike, and our boy Pickle Pat the Thinker. New episode just came out on Tsunade's son. Da 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 for all you weebs out there. But yeah, go peep the fucking music. Got plenty more on the way. Blue Pill with Mike, and a bunch of cool projects coming out as well. And that's all I got.
All right.
And sniff my dick.
I bid you guys also, to keep rolling up.
All y'all can sniff my dick.
Sniff my. Sayonara later.
Where's Mikey?
He's asleep.
$17 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I tell him?
Mikey!